This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Talia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm looking for a hybrid. I don't know if I want to do all electric. It sounds cool, but I like the idea of a hybrid because I don't know who's going to attack or cyber attack or electric grid. And I've seen too many Walking Dead seasons where I'm like, okay, well, I want to make sure I could still find some fuel, put it into my car, and be able to use my car during a power outage. In fact, during Superstorm Sandy or any other superstorm, I told you guys back east, if you don't have power, you know, then, you know, go to your car, charge your phone, use your, you know, you could use your car. Your car has a battery. That's assuming you don't have a generator. And, you know, your car, at least you could get to places if you need to. You could get to places that have power. And I understand it's hard to get gas when there is a power grid issue. But for those of us that have a full tank or know how to siphon off gas, we could still get around. So for me, I'm looking more than the hybrids because, yes, I would like to help our globe, and I would. And also, I don't know what the Biden administration is going to do with this target of half of all cars being sold need to be hybrid electric vehicles, because if they do eventually build charging stations throughout and gas stations start to go under, there's going to then be gas station shortages. Look at our supply shortage that we have right now and our supply chain shortage. So when there's going to be more demand for gas, but there's going to be some disconnect because all the incentives and tax breaks and everything's going to be going to electric vehicle charging stations, if these gas stations don't know how to converge, we're going to probably have some issues. So I kind of feel like I just want to hedge. I just want to cover my bases. That's just how I am. I'm not a very, very risky person. But this accident that happened with Henry Ruggs III, the wide receiver for the Raiders, he hit, it looks like, another car. They say he was going about 156 miles per hour, but he might have hit the car at 127 miles per hour. And it was a 23-year-old woman and her dog that died in a RAV4. It looks like RAV4, I don't know how to pronounce it, Toyota. There are gas-powered, gas-fueled SUVs, but they're also hybrids. And so I'm wanting to look, and I'd love to hear from you guys, if a lot of these fiery crashes, and there's been about 4 or 5 of them in the last few days, did they happen in electric vehicles? Now, fiery crashes can happen with a whole bunch of vehicles. I remember seeing them as a kid before we had electric vehicles. I mean, fiery crashes happen. But is there a higher chance for you to have your fire, your car go on fire, if your car is electric powered? So this is something that many of you have been asking about, and I think the Washington Post did an article saying, nope, electric vehicles are no more likely to ignite than other vehicles. The fire is harder to put out. Some of these fires might take over 24 hours to put out, but there isn't a higher incidence. Yet some of the experts are saying there's not enough data. We don't have enough electric cars out there to look at the data and, you know, make a judgment, which is why some of these entities are saying, look, if you are reporting your car is on fire or whatever, always let them know what kind of fuel or power it is, because we're trying to get this data. Apparently 4 people died in a car accident that just car went up in flames. with this accident, another one, and people die. And so you want to know that not only is your car crash safe and has the, you know, good crunch crumple zone and has the airbags and has the support on the sides and all that, but you also want to know that you're not going to be in a fireball before you have a chance to leave the accident. So if you look at the accident that happened in Las Vegas last night in the middle, well, 3 a.m. yesterday, but not today, but yesterday, you do see that the car's flipped. That's enough to cause a fire. You just see it in flames, so we don't know. We don't know if it was a hybrid. We don't know if it went on fire as a result of the early part of the crash or it's just because gas leak, etc. But batteries of an electric car, and I think we can figure this out, the batteries are under the chassis, so they're under you when you sit. The motor's in front, then there's the battery, and then you have the charger. And I was watching this one accident, this happened I think a couple days ago in Miami, where a car was speeding, hit a pole, and then immediately there was a fire in the front of his car. And then it started to move towards, so it's not the fuel tank starting the fire per se, but the fire seems to be in the front of the car. And it happened instantaneously. Now you could say, well, they hit a pole, the pole might have had electricity, and that could have done it. It could have caused a spark, it could have, but again, it wasn't near the fuel tank. And all of a sudden this car explodes in flames, and again, it was the front side. So according to the San Diego Union-Tribune, they said when a short circuit in an electric volt battery, in an EV battery occurs, whether in a crash or overheating, while it's getting charged, per se, the cell case can burst. When one cell ignites, it can cascade to other cells, leading to what's called a thermal runaway, and then it could cause a fire. This Walnut Grove, Memphis, 4 people died. It was a head-on car accident, so that could be, again, from the head-on car accident. But one of the cars in this accident did end up in flames. Again, the media doesn't tell us if any was a hybrid, electric car, etc. There was a fiery crash, however, that occurred in Winnetka, California. The car hit some parked cars. The front of the car, center of the car, went up in flames. So, 2 were critically injured as a result of this accident. Now, again, you know, there's a whole bunch of reasons why fires can happen. Electric system failures, flaws, spilled fluids, etc. But we'll talk a little bit more about this because we'll talk about what some of the safety experts say. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to my producer, Daniel. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Tom from Baltimore is calling in. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good, Doc. How are you today?
Good, good. Miss your voice. How's it going?
Well, not bad. You were talking about folks and their concern with the COVID vaccine, and I share a lot of those same concerns. And by the way, I really appreciate you representing both sides of the argument, because most that you see in mainstream media, they really only present one side for the most part, and mock people who have concerns. And I think that does a real disservice. But it also shows their true colors. So I think exposing a lot of the folks in mainstream media is a big thing. I always wonder why we don't hear more folks with honest opinions like yours that present both sides, because I've heard legitimate doctors express serious concerns over the vaccine. Kind of like you're more for it than against it. I know you're definitely against mandates, and I couldn't be behind you more on that. You know, a free country should not mandate medical treatment to its citizens. Now, here's the question I had for you. From time to time, I have folks who have legal matters, and they'll ask me for advice. And, of course, I can't give them legal advice, but I can give them tips, a little insider baseball. And I'll say something like, well, if I were in that situation, and one of the things that precedes that statement, or comes after that statement, rather, is look for the legal defects in the case against you, because invariably you're shocked at how many times there exist legal defects in the cases that are brought against people in criminal court. And that's an angle to work to win the case, absent trying to prove your innocence, because if you can find and show and prove a legal defect in the case that's brought against you, well, the case is dropped. Now, bringing it back to my question relative to the vaccines, if you're being pro-vaccine for the most part, what information are you relying on for that? And then I have a follow-up.
Right. So the reason why is twofold. One is this virus is not a typical virus, and whether it's manufactured, whether it was leaked, this is something that has caused some pretty significant destruction from a health standpoint, patients hospitalized. And I prefer having the vaccine in my body than this virus, which is my personal opinion. I'm not putting that on you guys. And since I do see that vaccinated individuals, including myself, didn't get severe COVID, there's an observational study versus a study that shows cause and effect. Observationally, we find that more vaccinated individuals are less likely to get severe COVID.
Right. Now, I've told you before, and I'm sure you recall, that I thought you would make a great detective. You've got a detective's mind.
Thank you.
And I'm wondering, certainly, and I'm wondering if you would consider looking into how they came about the information that they're disseminating to doctors worldwide, and look for defects in whether or not they followed protocol for safety and efficacy, whether or not their studies were done according to best practices. Have you done that? And if you haven't,
well, what I have done, which is kind of frustrating. Yeah, it is frustrating because there's already some big defects. Not so much into there. Well, one big process which they have said they've already kind of overcome is one thing in science is we never use the studies per se done by the drug companies because the drug companies have a conflict of interest. They have, you know, an investment into it. So whenever we do look at a study at long-term effects and, you know, pros and cons, you can't just go with what the pharmaceutical company said because the pharmaceutical company is not an objective party. They have a lot of interest in it. Yet the CDC and FDA says, well, they kind of looked at their own data, but if the data comes from a study that was done by the pharmaceutical company, there we go. And that's what a lot of people have, you know, complained about. And then other major defects is vaccinated people are carry the same viral load as unvaccinated. So now they're talking about the vaccine stopping the spread of the virus. That starts to poke a hole in that. And then also when you have non-pharmaceutical company drugs like generic drugs like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, fluvoxamine, having studies that show its efficacy, and it is not getting the same attention as Merck's molnupiravir, that also raises the question that how come non-pharmaceutical studies are not given the same weight complete and the same speedily review. So if I was an attorney, and I always kind of sometimes pretend to be one, those are things that I would bring up.
Right. And I know you want more people to get vaccinated because you are convinced and believe that, for the most part, the risks or the rewards outweigh the risk. Now, if I were still in the job and caught a case where I had to investigate something like this, I would go and look for somebody like you with the medical expertise to help me review the actual studies that came up with the conclusion that they are safe and effective. I'm wondering, and I bet if you were to go over the studies and
the raw data
and the trials and how they and the raw data, and you found one way or the other, you could report that. And if you were to say, hey, I did a deep dive into how they came up with their conclusions that it was safe and effective, and I found really little to no defects in how they did their studies, I think you could convince a lot more people to get vaccinated. Or you might be surprised, because we don't know for sure, you might find some defects with your top mind. And then you would really do the world a service by reporting that.
Well, Tom, thank you. I really appreciate that. But actually, yeah, so there are defects in the studies. You know, one reason why many African Americans have been resistant and hesitant to the vaccine is the Pfizer study only had 7.8% of their 43,000 people or whatever in the study African American. If we are looking at race side effects that could happen among people, you can't just do a cross section that still isn't completely representative, because I think African Americans comprise 12% of the population. So there are flaws. I've brought up the flaws. These pediatric studies. There's not enough kids. You know, a few thousand kids is not enough for a study. The thing is nobody cares. Nobody's bringing, and I get it, you're right. Unfortunately, a lot of these doctors that say these are death jabs, that doesn't get any ears because they think they're being, they believe they're being too sensationalized, and they're not showing any specifics, something that would work in a legal system. But somebody saying, look, these studies are flawed, that they have. Doctors have, and it gets ignored. You know, a study has to be done looking at, you know, which fades faster, natural immunity versus a Pfizer immunity or a Moderna immunity. And where did that natural immunity come from? Did it come from a hospitalized COVID or a mild COVID? And, you know, these are studies we need to see, and we don't want to see them from a pharmaceutical company. We don't want to see them from the NIH. We don't want to see them from, a left-leaning government. We need objective people, but then where are they? The Lancet's not objective. The Lancet went after Trump. So if medical bodies aren't objective, there's no winning this.
And lastly, I'll listen off the air if you care to answer this. One of the big things I've heard is clotting issues. One doctor, a reputable doctor, reported that every single person that he tested with the D-dimer test after they had the vaccine had microclotting. Could you address that? And like I said, I'll take the answer off here. I know you're
absolutely. I will. We're going on break. I'll address that on the way right after the break. Thank you, Tom, for calling in. We appreciate
Thanks,
you, man. 1-877 Doc Belly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added far more private sector jobs last month than analysts expected. The ADP private payrolls report shows 571,000 new jobs were created in October, well above the experts' estimate of 370,000. Virginia will have a new Republican governor after a tight race on Election Day. Glenn Youngkin defeating former Governor Terry McAuliffe in a race seen as a possible bellwether for the 2022 midterm elections. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says McAuliffe could have had two big things to sell on the campaign trail, but he didn't.
If we had been able to deliver infrastructure reconciliation in mid-October, he could have sold universal pre-K, affordable child care, infrastructure, and you know what? We're going to get both of these bills.
USA Radio News. On Capitol Hill, moderate and progressive Democrats are still trying to find compromise on the budget reconciliation bills, with moderates hesitant to vote until the text and price tag are finalized. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew joins Fox Business and says he does not believe the bill needs to be passed at all.
That particular bill is something that I think is something that shouldn't happen. And I don't want to have anything to do with that bill because it's going to spend much too much money on many things that we don't need.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is continuing to say she will not bring the bipartisan infrastructure bill to the floor until there are enough votes to pass the budget reconciliation bill. The first coronavirus vaccine for kids as young as 5 is ready to go. Parents can start making appointments starting on Wednesday after the CDC signed off on Pfizer's vaccine Tuesday night. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So to answer Tom's question, there was a physician, I believe, out of Canada that went by, I guess his name is Dr. Charles Hoff. And he had tested his patient population and ran a test called D-dimer. D-dimer is a fantastic test that helps us decide in the hospital setting if we think you have blood clots or have had a blood clot, because it picks up the protein that blood clots release when they're being made and destroyed as your body's trying to fight them. So he had said that 62% of people given the mRNA vaccine for COVID-19 developed clots based on the D-dimer test being positive. And so there was a lot of concern I think the Canadian government, you know, wasn't too happy with him. I don't know if his posts were taken down. But a lot of public experts kind of weighed in on that. This happened a few months ago. I think it was this summer. And the concern that some people had was, one is, I mean, this is so significant. I mean, if this really is true, publish this sucker. Publish it. And it hasn't been published. I think there was also a fire that might have affected the practice and the data or whatever. And I'm not saying I don't believe them, but something like this, a test like this, is a, and trust me, most of us doctors know how to do research papers and know how to do research. I don't ever publish until I was a part of an academic institution. But if you don't do things right from day one, sadly, the case could get thrown out, just like a legal case, just like a medical case. And so there's concerns that he hasn't been able to publish it. And then some medical experts have said, but look, tons of things can cause D-dimers to be positive. And there's also a lot of things that could cause false positive D-dimers. Now, if you really had 100 patients, they all got the mRNA vaccine, and 62 of them now have positive D-dimers, that is some significant stuff. That has to be published, and you could publish it. You don't necessarily need the necessary approval of the Lancet or JAMA. There are tons of journals out there that will publish a very well written, very well done study. So, and maybe he is in the process of that, because that is some significant, that's a significant number. But, you know, I'm looking right here now at Reuters. Reuters is like, no, you know, there was no evidence, and there was, you know, so, the blood clot risk is proven with the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson. The CDC even has that on their website. I had read way before Dr. Hoff that even mRNA vaccines have had some links to some very rare cases of blood clots. And we saw what happened with that Florida doctor, gynecologist, who got, I believe, the Pfizer vaccine, and he went into a TTP where he made blood clots. So we know there is a connection, but a number of 62% is so damning. It is so, that has to get out there if it's true. But if the study wasn't done, there was a fire, there might not be enough data. I don't know what all the challenges are. It's not being talked about. And the only thing I'm able to find is, you know, there's other things that could cause a false positive D-dimer. I think it's fascinating. I think it has to be looked at. But where my data set would come from is looking at the millions of people that got the mRNA vaccine. The majority of people that got the mRNA vaccine, the majority did not get a blood clot. So that 62% wouldn't project to that. We aren't seeing that in the general population. That being said, I don't want a vaccine causing any blood clots. That I don't want anybody taking something that can hurt them. I just like with medication, you know, I'll give you a medication, but I pray, God, I hope this doesn't hurt you. I mean, because nothing is 100% safe. So I think it should be looked at more. I think it's a fascinating study, and I really credit the doctor for looking at D-dimers. Very cool, very sensitive test, but it's not very specific, and There leaves a lot of questioning on why 62% of all of us who got Pfizer and Moderna didn't get blood clots. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So very quickly, before we go on to other news, I want to return back to the electric car, the hybrid car, these fuel cells with lithium ion batteries, and fuel cell electric. And are there increased risks of you banging into something, you getting into an accident, and then you being consumed by a fire? And I started talking about this because in yesterday's accident with Henry Ruggs, wide receiver of the Raiders, the woman that was driving a Toyota RAV4, however you pronounce it, I'm not sure if it was a hybrid, but her car completely went up in flames. Most Corvettes are still gas-fueled. His car did not go up in flames. And so you wonder if, you know, do these hybrids or electric or, you know, fuel cell electric have more of a risk to go on to ignite? Now, In 2011, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration had to launch an investigation to the Chevy Bolt. There was concern that the lithium-ion batteries, if damaged, could ignite during a crash. Then, GM recalled their Chevy Bolt hybrid last year due to concerns of the vehicles catching fire after serious side impact crashes. Now, according to BusinessChief.com, NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, determined that punctures to the vehicle's battery pack caused a coolant leak. That created short-circuit fires hours and weeks after the test. This is when they did the investigation. So there was obviously needed to be from the GM standpoint, I believe even Tesla, reevaluation and reengineering for safety. Last month, GM had to investigate a case where a 2017 Chevy Volt exploded while sitting unplugged in a parking lot. It wasn't even plugged in, but the car exploded. In March 2020, the National Fire Protection Agency analyzed highway crash data. Now, this is highway, not necessarily, residential areas. But they looked at highway crash data from 2018 and the incidence of vehicle fires. Now, they did note there was not enough information to calculate the frequency in which they occurred in electric vehicles. At the time, they said last year that when they looked at the data for 2018, there wasn't a system in place that was asking, okay, was your car hybrid or was your car electric? So data's missing. We don't have enough data. They did say, though, that most fires involving an electric vehicle occurred in the battery power system, and lithium-ion batteries could release more heat or reignite as the fire grows. So they said electric vehicle fires can occur when a vehicle is stationary. Extreme temperatures, like I live in southern Nevada, it gets really hot, high humidity, internal cell failure, and abuse of the lithium-ion battery at some prior time can all cause fires. When an electric vehicle is charging, overcharging, or problems with the charging stations or cables could cause a vehicle to be on fire. After a traffic crash or other abuse, does sufficient damage to cause ignition during or immediately after a crash? When a lithium-ion battery reignites after initial fire has been already handled, and then due to external factors like arson or other fires, so, you know, was the fire caused by something else? So those are kind of, obviously, you know, a gas powered car can ignite as well. But I want to know, and I want somebody to study, are they more often? Are we seeing a higher incidence in electric vehicles? I also want to know, are people alive? Do they live through the crash, but then they die because the fire consumed them? This 23-year-old and her dog died, and I don't think they didn't look like they made it out of their car, obviously. Did they die upon impact, or did they die because the car went on fire? So victims of car fires are urged to report if the car was hybrid or electric. More data has to be obtained. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you guys suffer from restless leg syndrome. Restless leg syndrome is a very difficult term for me to say because I have a lisp. It's really hard to keep that lisp out. But restless leg syndrome, or RLS, usually occurs when you're at rest, at night. You feel like you need to move. You feel like you need to, you know, you can't get rid of this feeling without moving. And it's so debilitating that some people can't sleep. They need to take medications for it. And we now have a condition called restless anal syndrome. This is not a joke. And they believe that restless anal syndrome can happen as a result of COVID. So there's a case that was reported out of Japan. So a 77-year-old male had to be hospitalized for COVID. He was there for 3 weeks. It wasn't a rectal swab. You know how in China they're using rectal swabs to test for COVID? It was a nasal swab. Which, by the way, I hate to bring it up, but we have a lot of false negatives with our nasal swabs. So I don't know if they're going to start bringing in the rectal swabs, but the rectal swab, depending on your species, like look at cats and dogs. For cats, it really helps. It kind of helps pick it up better. But anyway, they say nothing touched his anus throughout this time. So he's in the hospital for COVID, diagnosed through his nose. He was on an antiviral that they use in Japan. Excuse me. It's an antiviral they use for flu. Not like Tamiflu, but kind of similar. So they had him on that. They had him on an inhaled corticosteroid. And then they had him on steroids, dexamethasone as well. But he was having some anxiety. He was having some trouble sleeping. So I think they gave him Ambien. I think they gave him some Seroquel. They gave him a benzodiazepine. He got better from his COVID. Got discharged 21 days later. And he's 77 years old. This is in Japan. So he goes home. Weeks later, we find out that he starts to have this feeling in his anal area where it's uncomfortable and he felt like he always had to go. And from what I understand, it could be pretty debilitating. So in this case study that was done by these doctors, they believe what he had was restless anal syndrome. They say we report a case presenting with restless anal syndrome following infection of COVID-19 as restless leg syndrome variant. This case fulfilled four essential features of RLS: an urge to move, right? Because you're like, at rest is worse. It gets worse with rest. It improves with exercise, and it's worse at night. They say to date, no case of restless anal syndrome associated with COVID-19 has been previously published. Probably because a lot of people don't want to talk about it and then be talked about on national radio. This case report may reflect the associative impacts of COVID-19 on the neuropsychiatric state. The long-term outcomes of neuropsychiatric conditions should continue to be monitored. Now, this long COVID, and this is one of the reasons why I support the vaccine and why I don't think I want this COVID in my body, if at all I can help it, is because I don't understand why it's affecting the anus. I don't get why I think it goes to the brain. I think this COVID affects the brain. I think it affects your GI system, as we've seen with diarrhea, nausea, and other things. And I think it affects your moods, your psychiatric state, your mental health. So there's no surprise that you could have something like this happen. But what surprises me is how the hell a cold virus causes this stuff. You know, long COVID, let me just give you a list of what some of the long COVID symptoms are now. And long COVID are symptoms that last for weeks to months after COVID infection. So 30% of people, according to the University of Washington, will experience persisting symptoms at least 9 months. 30% of people who get COVID, that's a lot. You could have a chronic cough. You could have fatigue. You could have loose teeth. You could have hair loss. You could have depression, anxiety, fever. You could have, like, brain fog, poor concentration, memory loss, chest pain, shortness of breath, joint pain, body aches, loss of taste, a strange taste in your mouth, testicular pain. People's testicles are hurting. What the hell is the virus doing to the testicles? It's supposed to be a respiratory virus. This is some real strange stuff. Loss of smell. Anorexia makes you not want to eat. That's how I know I didn't get COVID. Digestive issues, diarrhea, heart abnormalities, lung injury, renal insufficiency could affect the kidneys. It could cause blood clots. It could cause hiccups. We've had studies where we've seen the COVID infect the ear cells, the hair cells of the ear, causes tinnitus, ringing in the ears, vertigo, double vision, hallucinations, weakness, night sweats, early menopause, postmenopausal bleeding. Finally, somebody listened to all these women who said, look, my periods are messed up. No, but that was with the vaccine. So sorry, they're studying vaccine related. But They say that the COVID vaccine could just start making you bleed even after menopause. I'm getting my hysterectomy, and I'm going to tell you guys, if I bleed despite having a hysterectomy, that's got to be a case study. You'll hear about it because I tell you everything that happens to my Lily. It causes nightmares, restless leg syndrome, sleep apnea, dental decay. There's been reports that the COVID could cause dental decay and loose teeth, dry mouth, eye nodules, chronic pain, and more. So this restless anal syndrome, I couldn't describe it because right now my anus is good. It's like I'm fine. I'm one of those people where just don't talk about it because then I'll feel it like a migraine. Patients walk in going, Dahlia, I have the worst migraine. I feel like I have a knife and I feel it stabbing. And I'm like, don't talk. Okay, you have a migraine. Don't tell me. And then I'd have a migraine for the next week. Or somebody will come in with an eye twitch. And I'm like, you see, doc, I have an eye twitch. And then I'll go home and I'll get an eye twitch. When I hear it or see it, I get it. And so if I had testicles and somebody said they had COVID, post-COVID testicular pain, I'd probably go home with testicular pain. So it's, you know, I don't know, sympathetic pains, I don't know. But what is so odd about something like this is not that, you know, everybody gets to talk about, you know, anus and, you know, make fun of it. And I know people are having fun. I'm seeing them have fun in the news on this, but it's not. It's not. What that means is somebody who gets COVID and somebody who's hospitalized with COVID, as we've seen, can have very, very strange, very, very strange effects, side effects with this. And you're not really supposed to be able to transmit COVID during sex. It's so simple to transmit, you know, respiratorily wise. But then you start to wonder, can people transmit this through sex? If it's affecting the rectum, and it could be affecting the uterus, is anybody testing to see if it's floating around the vagina? If it's floating around, you know, not that I'd volunteer. I don't want any more swabs in me that I need. But, you know, I get, as the vaccine rollout continues, as these mandates go out, which I think the mandates are ridiculous, you know, I understand people are scared. People are sick of the fact that now we need boosters. Even boosters are starting to be mandated in some hospitals. It is this whole thing is a cluster and a half. But whenever you have that doubt of getting the vaccine or not, you know, I can't explain why people are getting these long-term effects that seem to imply that this virus will either sit with you or cause inflammation that sits with you. And here's the thing. Ebola, for example. Ebola, we have found to live in a body for over a year. Remember, there was a nurse with Ebola. She recovered, and then all of a sudden it came back in her eye. I mean, you know, we know Ebola can live in the body. We know varicella. Your chicken pox and shingles virus can live in your body. We know hepatitis can live in your body. We know HIV can. Herpes can. Coronavirus is supposed to go away in 10 days. That's why we're allowed back at work in 10 days after we're sick with COVID, vaccinated or not. It doesn't sound like it. This virus, if it is bothering somebody's anus weeks later, either it caused some significant damage that had a delayed effect, or that virus is still living in us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.